You're listening to SBS News.
Helen Cross works at a factory in Melbourne. She grew up on the Pacific Island nation of Kiribati and found it difficult to find help in Australia when she tried to escape her abusive partner.
Being isolated from, I guess, the rest of the world, we have our own culture and our own identity and what is deemed normal social practices. I had never heard of a word refuge until I came to Australia.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare says one in six women and one in 16 men in Australia have experienced physical or sexual violence by a current or previous partner since the age of 15. One in four women and one in six men have experienced emotional abuse. For culturally and linguistically diverse communities, experts like Hayley Foster, the CEO of Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia, says the factors can be more complex when it comes to domestic and family violence.
Those are things like language barriers, discrimination when they're accessing services. They might be experiencing a degree of social isolation more so than other people in the community. And there can also be things like visa, like insecure visa status that can really impact upon one's ability to access support.
Sandra Elhalou-Wright, CEO of the Settlement Council of Australia, agrees.
Yeah, so migrant women might use different words to describe what they're experiencing, and they might not necessarily use the word violence, even if they do speak English really well. And they might be afraid that people in their communities find out and that that brings shame.
Access to employment is another barrier experienced by survivors of domestic and family violence. Advocates say workplaces should do more to offer support. Sue Boyce is the CEO of Ability Works, a social enterprise that helps people from disadvantaged backgrounds secure employment.
People who've experienced domestic violence might require flexible working hours. They might also need additional leave on occasions.
For Helen, she says finding a safe workplace was challenging.
I fear working alongside males because having been controlled for most of my life on how to be incredibly submissive, that makes for myself overly agreeable with someone in authority.
Now she is a supervisor in manufacturing at Ability Works, a workplace she describes as home.
It gives me purpose, it gives me pride in existence, and where I can serve those around me and know that walking in here each day I matter. I never knew that I'd ever have that again.
If you or someone you know needs support for domestic and family violence, you can call the Domestic Violence Impact Line on 1800 943 539 or contact 1800-RESPECT on 1800 737 732. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.